The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him, wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. He had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I'll grant you whatever you ask of me, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made a request. "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday we celebrated the feast day of St. Augustine, and the day before we celebrated the feast day of the mother of St. Augustine. Her name was St. Monica. Very rarely does the church ever celebrate a saint on two different days, and that we celebrate today. We celebrate the feast day of John the Baptist. We celebrate his birthday in June, and we celebrate his death in August, and that's pretty rare. And one of the reasons why is because the saint we celebrate today is a great, great saint. There's so much that can be said about him, but try to imagine that you go back home today and you get a phone call, and the phone call is this, is that your grandmother is going to have another baby. Would you be surprised? Hello? Probably would. Your grandmother is probably 50 or 60 or 70, maybe even older. No? I think you'd be surprised. So John the Baptist, his mother, we don't know exactly how old she was, but she was way beyond having kids. Any of you know the name of the mother of John the Baptist? She's a saint. Give you a hint, the second joyful mystery?
Elizabeth.
St. Elizabeth. So St. Elizabeth found out that she was going to have a baby when she was very old. So probably most of you know what the pro-life movement is. The pro-life movement? You've heard of that? No? The pro-life movement means this, is that one of the worst moral transgression today is that of abortion. Abortion means killing an innocent baby in the womb. Elizabeth would have been someone today where the doctors, many doctors would say you shouldn't have the baby because if you're 70 or 80, number one, you could have a heart attack in your birth. Number two, the child is going to probably have some type of birth defect. Elizabeth, no. She rejoiced that she's finally going to have a baby after many, many years. And who was born was John the Baptist. John the Baptist was born, and he prepared himself for his mission by spending some time in the desert. Try to imagine that you had to live 3 or 4 years in the desert. No McDonald's or Taco Bell or, you know, no... You had to live there, sleeping on a... Your pillow is going to be a rock, no? Your companions are going to be scorpions and serpents, no? So he lived in a very, very difficult environment. And any of you know what his dress was? Camel fur. Imagine going to the store and buying a camel fur dress for your birthday. I don't think you're going to do that, no? Because that's pretty rough, no? You know what he ate? No hamburgers, no Domino's pizza, none of that, no? He ate what? Locusts and wild honey. Because there was locusts, a lot of protein for the diet, no? And honey. That's what he ate. So he prepared himself for his mission. Why did he come to school? You're preparing yourself for your mission. All of you have a mission in life. Your first mission is this. You're called to become a saint. Amen? Yeah. First mission is you're called to become a saint. And if you become a saint, then wherever God places you, as a doctor, a lawyer, a mom of a big family, or an architect, you're going to be doing a lot of good. Because if you're a saint, you're close to God. God's going to open up a lot of doors for you to do a lot of good in the world. So I think John the Baptist teaches us that we have to prepare ourselves for our mission in life. Then when he goes out, any of you ever hear the expression identity crisis? Probably you're going to learn that once you get into college. It's called identity crisis. Identity crisis means you're really not sure who you are and what your mission is. John the Baptist did not have an identity crisis. He knew why he was here. One of the first things he was called to do was to baptize. That's why he's called John the Baptist. Any of you know where John the Baptist baptized? I'll give you a hint. He baptized in a place where he had probably one of the greatest basketball players that ever lived, no? Not Shaq O'Neal or... Okay. Okay, so you got Michael Jordan, right? Okay. So he baptized in the Jordan River. Here's a question. Were there a lot of people went off to the Jordan River? What do you think? A lot of people went there. Was it because of the Jordan River or because of the holiness of the person? So it wasn't so much the river itself, but there was a holy person there. His name was John the Baptist. Who did John the Baptist baptize, the most famous person? Who? Okay, can any of you tell me what happened when Jesus was baptized? There was a very beautiful manifestation.
A dove came down.
Great. Anything else happened there? It was a Trinitarian theophany, if you're a theologian, okay? Yes? Okay, good. Great. And the voice of God the Father, do you know what he said? Any of you know the words that God the Father said? We can apply it to ourselves. Yes? Great. Behold my Son in whom I'm well pleased. You know, God says that to all of you. Behold my Son and my daughter in whom I'm well pleased. God is very happy that you're here. Very happy. God is very happy that you're here this morning to praise God through the Mass. So then he's baptized, so that you have there, you've got the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit You got the Trinity. The voice of God the Father, the presence of Jesus descending the water, then the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. There you have a manifestation of the greatest mystery in our Catholic faith is the Trinity. We believe in one God and three persons, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Okay, were you paying attention to the gospel? Why was John the Baptist thrown in jail? If you listen to the gospel, you're able to pick that up. Why was he thrown in jail? Tommy?
Because the girl wanted him beheaded.
Kind of. You're warm, but you're not. You haven't hit the nail on the head. I'll give you a hint. There was a very, very evil king that lived in the time of John the Baptist. A very, very bad king. He was lustful. He was a coward. He was envious. Okay, what did Herod do? If you think about it, it was really evil. It was a total, it was a public scandal. It really was. Yeah, but what about today in the gospel? Okay, no. Okay, why was John the Baptist thrown in jail? If you heard the gospel, you've got it there.
He was found in jail for
his Excuse me?
He was found in jail for his
preaching. Okay, but that's generic. I want you to be more specific. I might have to ask some of the teachers or one of my relatives here. Still not hitting the nail on the head. He denounced something that was very evil. It's against the sixth and ninth commandment. Yeah.
Because he didn't want John the Baptist to baptize people.
Nope.
Because he fell in love with his brother's wife.
Okay. King Herod fell in love with his brother's wife, Philip, and he took the wife of his brother and was living with the wife of his brother. You think that's good? It's like if your dad decides to take your aunt and start to live with your aunt. Is that good? It's pretty ugly, isn't it? No? That is called an incestuous adulterous relationship, if you want the technical terminology, you know? Really, really ugly. And everyone in the kingdom knew about it. It wasn't done in secret. Everyone in the kingdom knew about it. Who was the only one who had the courage to go to the king and say, that's wrong? Only one. The others were afraid because they knew that probably Herod would do away with them.
John?
Yeah, he was the only one. He went to the king Herod and said, what you're doing is wrong. So he was thrown in jail, and it was Herod's birthday party. And the daughter of this woman was doing a dance. It was probably not a good dance. Probably pretty exotic, lustful dance. And Herod probably was... You know what that means? He was probably inebriated. He probably had too much to drink. And he made this extravagant promise. Hey, I'll give you whatever you want, even half of my kingdom. So the girl runs to the mother, and the mother hated John the Baptist. You know why? Because he was the only one that said what she was doing was wrong. She hated his guts. So she tells the daughter, go tell Herod I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter. So Herod knew that he shouldn't have done that, but he made this promise in front of all the people, send executioners into the jail, and then they cut off the head of John the Baptist. Can you imagine that party bringing a chopped off head into the party? Dripping blood. I mean, that happened. Whether you like it or not, that's what happened. So I'd like to give you three conclusions to this. One is this. John the Baptist knew the purpose of his life. The purpose of his life was to love Jesus, to proclaim Jesus, and to die for Jesus. That's very important. John the Baptist knew The purpose of his life was to know Jesus, to love Jesus, and to die for Jesus. We should be willing to do the same. We should. We want to know Jesus. We want to love him. We have to die for Jesus. So much the better. Number two is he died to defend the indissoluble character of marriage. That's very important. He died to defend the indissoluble character of marriage. You're married until death do you part. And the third point is this. John the Baptist said this, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. That's called the virtue of humility. So let's pray that we will die to one thing, die to committing sins. Amen? That's a good thing to die to, right? Die to committing sins. If we die to committing sins, we're going to live forever in heaven. Amen.